Welcome to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Today is Sunday, January 9th. Happy 49th birthday to reggae singer Sean Paul.
Shake that thing, miss. Can I shake that thing, miss? Hanna better shake that thing.
Yeah. I'm Chris Swan, and here are your top stories presented by Engineered Solutions of Georgia. A Gwinnett County Public School survey shows residents prefer minimal changes to school board districts. The Georgia Department of Public Health said more electronic lab reporting issues have prevented updates of the state's daily status report. Gwinnett Commissioner set the 2022 election qualifying fees for local government and state court seats. Gwinnett Commission Chairwoman Nicole Love Hendrickson issued a face mask mandate for county buildings. State Representative Beth Moore announced endorsements in the State Senate District 7 race. And finally, Ahmaud Arbery's murderers received life sentences.
Engineered Solutions is your locally owned and operated commercial and residential foundation company that specializes in foundation repair, basement waterproofing, and crawl space encapsulation.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to.
678-ESOG-MOW. Nearly two-thirds of the people who responded to a Gwinnett County Public School survey on school board redistricting said they prefer to see as few changes to the current district lines as possible. The school system released the results of its survey on Friday after presenting them to members of the county's legislative delegation. The district had given residents two school board redistricting options to look at and offer feedback on. One proposal made the fewest changes possible, essentially creating a map that is similar to the one currently in place. The other was designed to avoid splitting school clusters between multiple board member clusters as much as possible. The results show, however, that 64.86% of the 6,801 people who participated in the survey said they wanted the map that made as few changes as possible to the current school board districts. The maps must be approved by the Republican-controlled General Assembly before they can be put into effect.
To start, press any key. Where's the any key? I see Esk, Catarl, and Pigup. There doesn't seem to be any key.
On Friday, for the second day in a row, the Georgia Department of Public Health was unable to update its COVID Daily Status Report website because of issues with electronic laboratory reporting. The state does have new totals to show how many COVID-19 cases, death reports, and hospitalizations have shown up across the state in the last day, but without the Daily Status Report, county-level new cases numbers, including two-week new case rates, are unavailable. It's the same issue that prevented them from updating the status report on Thursday. Between Thursday and Friday's announcements about issues updating detailed case numbers, the Department of Public Health has 39,789 new COVID cases discovered in Georgia through PCR tests, and another 10,057 have been discovered through antigen tests. There were also 84 confirmed COVID-related deaths and another 41 probable deaths, as well as 573 reports of new COVID-related hospitalizations across the state.
So, who'd you vote for, Hank?
If he tells you, it won't come true.
People who are interested in running for local seats in Gwinnett County now know how much it will cost them to sign up to run for those seats. Gwinnett County Commissioners voted this week to set the qualifying fees for County Commissioner, School Board, Solicitor General, and State Court judicial races for the 2022 election cycle. Among the seats for whom qualifying will be held in Gwinnett County, Commissioners Ben Koo and Marlene Foskew are up for re-election this year, as is Solicitor General Brian Whiteside, Gwinnett County School Board member Stephen Knudsen, State Court Judges Pamela D. South and Rhonda Colvin Leary. The seat currently held by School Board Chairman Everton Blair, who has announced he will not seek re-election, will be on the ballot as well. Congressional and legislative seats, as well as U.S. Senator Raphael Warnock's seat and statewide officials such as Governor, Lieutenant Governor, Secretary of State, and Attorney General will also be on the ballot. Those seats, as well as Superior Court judicial seats, are considered state races and qualifying is not handled at the county level. Gwinnett County residents will once again have to wear a face mask or covering inside county buildings as COVID-19 cases spike again. County Commission Chairwoman Nicole Love Hendrickson issued a local emergency order on Friday to reinstate the face mask mandate for county facilities such as libraries, parks and recreation facilities, police precincts, tag offices, and the elections headquarters. The recent surge in new COVID-19 cases is the reason for the new mandate. This is the second time Chairwoman Hendrickson has issued a face mask mandate during the pandemic. She issued her first one shortly after she took office in January of 2021, but rescinded it in May when case numbers began to drop. Her order does not apply to court facilities, school system facilities, city government facilities, and private businesses. The school system does have its own face covering mandate in place, however. People who do not have a mask of their own will be provided one. The only exception to Chairwoman Hendrickson's order are people who have difficulty donning or taking off a face mask without assistance, as well as people who have a bona fide religious reason for not wearing a face covering.
Forecast calls for a warm winter, Dari.
Huh? 100%
probability of toasty warm.
No way.
Yes way. Guaranteed.
Let me see.
Says warm winter following R.S. Andrews mega furnace checkups.
Should have seen it coming.
Caused by fast-moving R.S. Andrews techs.
Clean screen trained to timeline.
Performing our $99 R.S. Andrews mega furnace checkup.
It's more than a tune-up.
Way more. It's a complete system diagnostic.
Restoring systems to factory fresh specs.
Serious work.
That's why it takes a little longer.
We're making sure your system is safe.
And running at peak efficiency.
We perform a deep internal exam.
Check for carbon monoxide leaks.
Inspect and clean burners.
Pull and inspect your blower.
Test your inducer assembly.
We even test all safety controls.
You can't be too safe.
You can't do it too soon.
Be guaranteed warm.
Get your R.S. Andrews Mega Furnace Checkup.
Just $99.
R.S. Andrews Mega Furnace Checkups causing 100% chance of smiles.
It's what we do.
He's Ben.
He's Dari.
We're RSAndrews.com.
The professional bull riders return bigger,
badder,
bolder for an all-new 2022 season.
Maybe, just maybe, the impossible can happen.
Join us for the PBR Gwinnett Invitational, January 22nd and 23rd at Gas South Arena.
There is your proof!
Get yours today at PBR.com and AXS.com and find out what it means to be cowboy.
State Representative Beth Moore recently announced she has picked up 19 endorsements, ranging from a congresswoman to legislators, city officials, and a county commissioner, in her race for the State Senate District 7 seat that will begin representing part of Gwinnett County in 2023. Representative Moore, a Democrat from Peachtree Corners who has spent two terms in the Georgia House of Representatives, announced her plan to run for the Senate seat in November and is set to face at least Nabiah Islam in this year's Democratic primary for the Senate District 7. The Senate seat was drawn into Gwinnett as part of the legislative redistricting done by the Georgia General Assembly in November. She announced a round one list of officials who have endorsed her on social media this week, including U.S. Representative Carolyn Bordeaux, Gwinnett County Commissioner Ben Koo, State Representative Sam Park, Jasmine Clark, Shelley Hutchinson, Greg Kennard, and Darshan Kendrick, State Senator Sally Harrell, former Georgia House Minority Leader Bob Trammell, Norcross City Councilman Alex Hinson, Matt Myers, and Bruce Gaynor, Peachtree Corners Mayor Mike Meeson, and City Councilman Weir Gratwick, Eric Christ, and Joe Sawyer, and Berkeley Lake Mayor Lois Salter and Councilman Scott Lee. The father and son convicted of murdering black jogger Ahmaud Arbery nearly 2 years ago near Brunswick were sentenced on Friday to life in prison without the possibility of parole. In a case that received national attention and led to an overhaul of Georgia's citizens' arrest law, a third defendant received life with a chance for parole in 30 years based on the prosecution's recommendation. 25-year-old Mr. Arbery was shot to death in February of 2020 after Greg McMichael and his son Travis chased him down a street in the Santia Shores neighborhood in a pickup truck after observing him on the property of a nearby home under construction. With the help of William Roddy Bryan, who drove a second truck, the men cornered Mr. Arbery and Travis McMichael pulled the trigger. The three were convicted of a range of murder charges last November by a jury made up of 11 white jurors and one black juror. In imposing the maximum sentence on the McMichaels, neither showed any remorse for the murder. The three defendants are also facing federal hate crime charges, with a trial set to begin next month.
Why buy a Kia Mall of Georgia? We provide award-winning customer satisfaction and have been a family-owned business for over 20 years. Buying or leasing with us is fast and easy, and you can get pre-approved online in 4 simple steps. We offer top dollar on trade-ins and have new vehicle specials that are updated every month. And our factory-trained technicians make servicing your vehicle convenient with extended service hours. Stop by and shop with us on the lot or visit us online at lovemykia.com.
Don't make a mistake. List with the best real estate team Gwinnett has to offer. Hi, I'm Peggy Slappy, and for 40 years I've been working and playing in the great county of Gwinnett. Gwinnett is home to fun. The Stripers, the Gladiators, the Swarm. We have major concerts and festivals at the arena, fairgrounds, and multiple city festivals. And truly, that's only part of the reason Gwinnett is great. It's great because of its people. I could go on and on. But in 2022, if you or a friend is thinking of buying or selling in Gwinnett, there's only one team to call, Peggy Slappy Properties. Voted best of Gwinnett for a reason. Call my team at 770-271-5555 or visit us online anytime at PSPOnline.com. That's PSPOnline.com. And remember, when you choose Peggy Slappy Properties, you choose a whole team, not just a realtor.
Thanks for listening to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Add us to your Alexa Flash briefing or your Google Home briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. And Kezia May, copywriter. All rights reserved.
Be creative, innovative, passionate. Be excellent, inspiring, driven. Be faithful, disciplined, prepared. At Union University, you will thrive in a Christ-centered community and be equipped for success in your life and career. Begin your journey today. At Union University, be transformed.